So I want to just quickly go around and get your thoughts right now about how you're approaching first-line therapy of metastatic pancreatic cancer and in what situations, if any, if you're using NAB with GEM. We'll start with you, Randy.
Yeah, I think that pancreatic cancer, in the absence of markers, which we'd love to have and people are looking, has kind of basically divided itself into four groups. At least the way that I see it, you have the heroes who are the patients who really were on the FOLFIRINOX trial. I've had a really hard time giving FOLFIRINOX to patients over 70, at least full dose. That's sort of been my cutoff. Under 70, I've been able to do it. Over 70, it's been hard. And so I think the best, maybe 20, 30%, we go for FOLFIRINOX. Then there's the patient who is more commonly not on trials, as we talked about before, but still is able to get chemotherapy, and then when they get single, that's probably another 30% who get single agent GEM. And then there are the people in the middle, which is kind of the larger group, probably are candidates for GEM, nab-paclitaxel, and a lot of the first-line trials are going that way. And then there's finally the fourth group, which no one ever talks about, but Charlie alluded to, is the patient who comes in sometimes too sick in a wheelchair or with multiple comorbid conditions. It's still a large percentage of people who come to the oncologist because they want them to be blessed before saying that perhaps they should go on to hospice. So I think it's settling out into different layers, you know, just by how the patient looks.
Eileen?
So outside of a study setting, similar thinking for the fit and vigorous and motivated, willing to accept potentially the extra discomforts, FOLFIRINOX. We use a modified version different to Rich's, where we give 80% of the dose intensity, which was what was reported in the phase III, and we've a big experience which demonstrates similar outcomes. So that, I think, is reassuring that a priori dose reduction probably is a reasonable thing to do for these patients. And increasingly, using gemcitabine nab-paclitaxel, we have several studies using that as the backbone, and I think we're going to see more happening in that area. And agree, there's clearly a proportion of patients where supportive care or single agent therapy is the right fit.